Numbers chapter 6. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, if a man or woman commits to making the special vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to the Lord, he will abstain from wine and strong drink, and he will not drink wine vinegar or strong drink vinegar, nor will he drink any mashed grape juice, nor will he eat any fresh or dried grapes. All the days of his separation he will not eat anything that is made from the grapevine, from the pips to the skin. All the days of the vow of his separation no razor will pass over his head, until the days which he dedicated to the Lord are fulfilled. He will be holy. He will let the locks of the hair of his head grow. All the days of his separation to the Lord, he will not go to any dead body. He will not defile himself for his father or for his mother, or for his brother or for his sister. For them, when they die, for the separation to his God is on his head. All the days of his separation, he is holy to the Lord. And if a dying man very suddenly dies in contact with him, and defiles his dedicated head, then he will shave his head on the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day he will shave it. And on the eighth day he will bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the priest at the entrance to the tent of contact. And the priest will offer one as a sin offering and one as a burnt offering, and he will make atonement for him because he sinned by the dead person, and he will sanctify his head on that day. And he will recommit the days of his separation to the Lord, and he will bring a one-year-old lamb as a guilt offering, and the prior days will be forfeited, for he has defiled his separation. And this is the law of the Nazarite. On the day of fulfilling the days of his separation, he will betake himself to the entrance of the tent of contact, and he will offer his oblation to the Lord. One one-year-old lamb, without blemish, as a burnt offering, and one one-year-old ewe lamb, without blemish, as a sin offering, and one ram without blemish, as a peace offering, and a basket of unleavened bread from fine flour in cakes mixed with oil, and wafers of unleavened bread coated with oil, and their meal offering, and their libations. And the priest will make the offering before the Lord, and he will perform his sin offering and his burnt offering, and he will offer the ram as a peace sacrifice to the Lord, with the basket of unleavened bread, and the priest will perform his meal offering and his libation. And the Nazarite will shave his dedicated head at the entrance to the tent of contact, and he will take the hair of his dedicated head, and he will put it on the fire which is under the peace sacrifice. And the priest will take the boiled shoulder of the ram, and one cake of unleavened bread from the basket, and one wafer of unleavened bread, and he will put them in the hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved his dedicated hair. And the priest will wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. It is holy to the priest, with the breast of the wave offering and with the leg of the heave offering, and afterwards the Nazarite will drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who vows his oblation to the Lord concerning his separation, apart from whatever else he can afford. According to the statement of his vow which he vows, so he shall do, according to the law of his separation." Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons and say, you will bless the sons of Israel in this way, saying to them, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine on you, and may he be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up his face towards you and give you peace. And they shall propound my name to the sons of Israel, and I will bless them."